The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, make yourself two trumpets of silver. You shall make them of hammered work, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and breaking camp. Now when both are blown, all the congregation shall meet you at the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if only one is blown, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel shall meet you. And when you blow it along, the camps that are pitched on the east side shall set out. Then when you sound an alarm the second time, the camps that are pitched on the south side shall set out. An alarm is to be sounded for them to break camp. When convening the assembly, however you shall blow the trumpets without sounding an alarm. The sons of Aaron, moreover, the priests shall blow the trumpets, and this shall be a permanent statute for you throughout your generations. And when you go to war in your land against the enemy who attacks you, then you shall appointed feasts and on the first days of your months you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, and they shall be as a reminder of you before your God. I am the Lord, your God.
Second month, on the 20th of the month, the cloud was lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony, and the sons of Israel set out on their journeys from the wilderness of Sinai. Then the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran, so they the first time, in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. The flag of the camp of the sons of Judah by their army set out first, with Mashan the son of Amminadab over its army, and Ethanel the son
Go.
Was set up before their arrival.
Next, the flag of the camp of the sons of Ephraim. By their armies set out with Elishama, the son of Ammihud over its army. And Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, over the tribal army of the sons of Manasseh and Abadan. The son of Gideon over the tribal army of the sons of Benjamin. Then the flag of the camp of the sons of Dan by their armies, which formed the rear guard for all the camps, set out with Ahazer. The son of Amishaddai over its army, and Pagiel the son of Ochran over the tribal army of the sons of Asher. And Ahira the son of Enan over the tribal army of the sons of Naphtali. Was the order of marching for the sons of Israel by their armies as they set out. Then Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel the Midianite. Moses' father-in-law, we are setting out to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will do you good. For the Lord has promised good concerning Israel. But he said to him, then it came about when they